Commissioners Beath, Locken, Boyd.
Here.
Hawkins here.
Whitmire.
Here.
Olson.
Present.
Spring.
Here.
Sharp.
Here.
Commissioner Beath. Commissioner Jensen?
Yes, here.
Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum, but I still did not get an affirmative from Commissioner Beath.
Here.
Oh, there he is.
All right, so let's go to number 5. Oh, sorry, John.
You should be good, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to number 15 on the agenda, which is archery deer season.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Before we get going, just a gentle reminder to everybody on the line that's listening from our public places as well as fellow commissioners, if you're not speaking, please put your phone or communication device on mute, because we're hearing discussion in the background about people answering the door, going out to the car, coming to get you. It's very distracting when we're having a public meeting, so if we could just be that as a gentle reminder, it'll make our meeting go smoother, I believe. Thank you.
Sure. All right, Chad, archery deer season.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On page 64 of your commission book would be the archery deer hunting season. This would be the finalization for the proposed changes here that have gone through a 60-day public comment period. Just to reiterate the four changes that are on your proposal, the first two are a simple adjustment to both La Creek and Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge to make an adjustment of their respective archery deer hunting seasons from the third and fourth week of September to align with our regular statewide archery opener of September 1. Again, both refuges have been in contact, or our staff have been in contact with the refuge systems. They are both in support of this and would like to align with our statewide season dates. Recommended change number 3 is to simply establish some any antlerless deer licenses. So in rule, what this change would do would allow for no more than 500 single tag antlerless archery deer licenses that would be allocated by the commission through administrative action via the appropriate or respective municipality or city area hunting units. And change number 4 there is to establish those units, and we have 3 here on the proposal today that would include the cities of Custer, Rapid City, and Sioux Falls. And in that table there below the proposed change number 4, you will see the number of licenses allocated by those respective municipalities. So there would be 45 antlerless archery deer hunting licenses established for Custer, 60 for Rapid City, and 60 for Sioux Falls. With that, we have no recommended changes for your proposal, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Comments, questions, motions?
Mr. Chairman, I make motion
yes.
to accept. Commissioner Beath here. So as far as the archery season goes, it's just going to stay as a any deer tag, one any deer for the statewide and West River?
Through the chair, Mr. Beath, correct. There would be no license changes to the current system, which allows for an any deer statewide or an any deer East River, West River, or to the current antlerless whitetail licenses. This would be a new license type allocated to these respective cities for the use of trying to address some urban deer management issues that the department has a history of working on with, and these cities have worked with
the department in establishing, a deer management plan or guidance moving forward to try to alleviate some of those issues.
Yeah, I understand the city deal, being any deer tags, but coming back, we keep hearing all the time about our mule deer numbers are dropping. We've had mule deer die-off in Harding County this year. I've verified mule deer die-offs in Custer and Eastern Pennington County this year, and we're still leaving it wide open to harvesting of our mule deer does. I think it needs to be ratcheted back. If we're trying to rebound our mule deer, we got to start stopping the harvest of our mule deer does. That's just my opinion.
Mr. Chair, if I can just provide a response,
sure,
to Mr. Bees,
please,
just to clarify one
please
thing.
Please do.
So, Commissioner Bees, we currently, unless someone correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm not aware of an antlerless license that we have outside of these city areas that would allow for the take of an antlerless mule deer. Those licenses were converted over to antlerless whitetail maybe 2 to 4 years ago, Commissioner Bees. Obviously, we still do have the any deer licenses, which do allow the take of a mule buck.
So you're saying they cannot harvest mule deer does with an archery tag?
Through the chair, please.
Yes.
Mr. Bees, a licensed archery hunter that has an any deer license, if they so desire to, could choose to utilize that license to harvest an antlerless mule deer. But in regards to our licenses that are specific towards antlerless deer, those licenses are now antlerless whitetail only.
Mr. Chair, yeah, I understand that, but we're still allowed, the general any deer archery tag can harvest a mule deer doe, and I'm just saying, I don't think we should have that.
Mr. Chairman, this is Tom Kirschman, Wildlife Division Director, and in response to Commissioner Beast, we started these discussions about mule deer harvest strategy and management, and one of the items on the agenda coming up under the other action items is in respect to some potential adjustments to antlerless licenses in the eastern part of the state. And we're going to give you some more background information about discussions and considerations over the next year when we come forward next spring to the commission with all of our deer hunting season recommendations. That will include some additional considerations and probably strategies on overall harvest or harvest management of mule deer across the board in the state, regardless what seasons we're talking about. So we will be talking briefly about that today and start those discussions with you as commissioners and other folks about how do we want to proceed across the state in respect to mule deer harvest and harvest strategies.
Chairman, yes.
Okay, so, yes, Commissioner Spring.
It says on the sheet, unlimited any deer licenses. Is that unlimited resident and non-resident?
Through the chair?
Yes.
Commissioner Spring, that is correct. Are any deer licenses right now are unlimited for both residents and non-residents. We do have some conditions now for non-residents where they have to apply by a certain time period for that license to be valid on our public lands. And we do have some limited access units that restrict the number of hunters that would be allowed through an access permit to hunt specific public land units.
Thank you.
So I think where we were, yeah, Commissioner Sharp.
you know, for me, we've reached the point of clear as mud. So with regard to Commissioner Bees's concerns and Commissioner Spring's question, we do have unlimited archery tags available, and of those, it appears to be unlimited any deer. So if we had 10,000 archers come in, or we had 30,000, we'd sell the licenses and they could harvest. Would that be accurate?
Through the chair?
Yes.
Commissioner Sharp, that is a correct statement right now, yes.
Okay, and are we doing anything to mitigate that any deer into any whitetail deer?
Commissioner Sharp, we have had those discussions. We have just not brought forward a recommendation to address the harvest of mule deer via an any deer archery license. I think as Director Kirschman indicated, we're going to be having this discussions. I mean, we hear the concerns from Commissioner Bees and Spring and some others, and we know there's some topics out there that you folks want to have on and potentially address. So we're going to be bringing some information together to you in the future, and kind of see how we want to go and what type of public involvement process we want to go through to solicit input from our hunters as well.
So you're saying the department doesn't have any interest in doing anything at this time due to a time constraint, due to lack of public input, not enough time to affect the change by this season, or all of the above?
Commissioner.
Chad, do you mind if I take a crack at this? This is Kelly after a secretary.
Oh,
this is Gary. This is Kelly, secretary.
Yeah.
I just, you know, we clearly heard Commissioner Sharp, Commissioner Springs, Commissioner Bees, Commissioner Lockett, all you are talking about mule deer. I have concerns on mule deer myself. The staff have heard that. What we're saying though is we don't want to do this in a piecemeal fashion. We want to take this collectively, so we're not just taking one bite here and another bite there and not know what those mean when you do them separately like that. And I think maybe to make you feel better for the commissioners worrying about what the harvest is on mule deer, these unlimited tags, you know, I'm sure staff can go through and tell you what the average harvest has been. So then you can say, all right, we're willing then to, you know, those number of deer are not going to change our mind over the next year while we get, you know, the public clearly involved in the way we like to get the public involved. I know the way the commission wants to get the public involved. And then we can look at all these pieces. Otherwise, we're just going to, you know, it's going to be disjointed. And that's really not how we want to approach it. Now, obviously, if the commissioners say, if you want to go down the road right now and unlimited tags for archery, then we'll start marching down that road. It's your call. In the end, it's not ours. But we'd prefer to do it in a more deliberate, methodical fashion if that's possible. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary. I think that's a way better explanation than the conversation we've had so far. So I'm satisfied with that approach. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Commissioner Bees.
Commissioner Bees here. No, I agree with that, but I just think, you know, we've been hearing a lot about this, and I've been hearing a lot of from hunters where. And I wanted to bring it up so it'd get addressed. I mean, that was my point. And, yeah, to get the ball rolling and get some good facts and get the input from the public would be a good thing to do. Thank you.
All right. I think we were at Commissioner Spring made a motion to approve. I'm not sure I heard a second. Is there a second?
Sharp.
Locken.
Okay. Any more discussion? If not, Rachel, would please read the roll again. Thank you.
Bees?
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries.
All right, so we'll move to 16, which is youth waterfowl season. Chad.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, we might want to back up to page 66. That's just some administrative action that you as a commission would take to delineate those license types and number of licenses by those respective city units. I apologize.
No, that's fine. So you need a motion to approve that, right?
Correct.
We have a motion to approve.
Boyd makes a motion.
Second, Olson.
Any discussion?
Sorry.
No, that's fine. Go ahead. We can do the vote.
Beast?
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Bakken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.